A word for you from Jonah chapter 4 verse 9. But God said to Jonah, "Do you do well to be angry for the plant?" And he said, "Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die." Here we find Jonah again suicidal because his reputation, so to say, had been damaged. Because God relented, he changed his mind about destroying the city that he had promised to destroy. And Jonah had said earlier on in this chapter, "I knew you were God like that. That's why I went originally to Tarshish, because I was afraid that you might change your mind. For I knew that you are merciful and slow to anger, and that you relent from disaster." Jonah, though, ends up at the end of this book in the Bible, which God has purposefully put there to teach us. We find Jonah still in this angry state, and he did not listen to God's rebuke. Ever so gentle was God's rebuke. In verse 4, the Lord had, in response to Jonah, saying to God in anger, "Please take my life from me. It is better for me to die than to live." And the Lord had said, "Do you do well to be angry?" And again, in our verse for today, the Lord said, "Do you do well to be angry for the plant?" God gently rebuking his servant. And yet, Jonah doesn't respond to the gentle rebuke. He is hard-hearted. And though God spoke in that still small voice, Jonah's anger was just flooding his mind and poisoning his soul. And he wasn't willing to bow to God's rebuke. Isn't it amazing that God was willing to be so gentle with the servant? His anger should have been upon him, perhaps. If you think of Jonah's criticism of his own God. And yet God was still gentle, and he asks him with a question. Do you do well to be angry? Does God come to you sometimes with a simple, soft question? Is it right that you do this? Be willing to be soft to God's soft rebuke. Because one day it might be very hard. One day you might truly regret your attitude. But here Jonah just becomes more and more hard against God. For he says, "Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die." And the book of Jonah ends on that note. We don't know what happened to Jonah. And perhaps God purposefully leaves it hanging in the air so that we don't really know. So that it is a lesson to us. We need to repent today of our wrong attitudes. Of our wrong attitude towards other people, even if they are Ninevites, and our wrong attitude towards God.